knows just what sound is going to be humankind's last? All we can hope is that it's as sublime as this podcast.
This week on the Rash Hour, Rash's sixth pastoral revisited. In early April 2010, Bradley Brash was staying at his nana's.
I was walking in the field, and it was really, really pretty, and I was looking around and thinking about how beautiful all of nature was, and then I looked down on the ground, and I saw a flyer about earth conservation, and I thought, oh, maybe we should do an album about that.
McMarple Van Rip Von's Oliver Jim Borton.
Well, Bradley got back from his holiday and said, I want to do an album about the environment. So, with great regret, we quickly shelved our then-current project, which was an opera, really, based on the novelizations of Columbo episodes from the 70s that came out around 1975, and we set to work on this new project, which became Rash's sixth pastoral.
Elliot Gould Binker and Martin Boswell Colemin.
Oh yes, Rash's sixth. I remember it like we recorded it yesterday. We did record it yesterday, didn't we?
No, Elliot, we recorded it in early May 2010.
Yeah. What did I do yesterday, then? Probably just loafed about, I guess.
Sir Lord Baronet Dennis Haynes.
Bradley set us down in the rehearsal room and explained his feeling that the world was our mother and that we should treat it as such. So from that day forward, I started to snipe at it preemptively whenever I suspected it was mad, clung to it hopelessly and unembarrassedly whenever I was feeling needy, which is frankly all too often, and to seek out potential mates who looked like it. I'd like to think I've succeeded.
Lionel Van Ism.
Well, it was a whole new thing for me. Prior to that point, my main mode of transportation was 954 Cadillacs strapped together in a pyramid formation, all of them running, even though only the bottom three were actually powering this unholy vessel.
Where were you?
I was sitting up top in ermine riding gear, holding the reins.
You must look back on these days with deep regret.
Not just regret, it's sort of disbelief that I could have been so wasteful. Now, of course, I just make do with five, and the top three are converted to gas anyhow.
The band laid out their new manifesto in the album's opening track, Rash Are the Rash Environmental Co-op. Rash's man of action, Slick.
That's a walking track, and it also makes you think.
Sensational track. We laid it down and thought, that's it, that's the last word on the subject. Which put us in rather an awkward position, as after all, we had the rest of the album to fill.
Vim Braille Jenkins.
Someone, I forget who it was, suggested that we fill the rest of the album with the sound of flowers opening their petals in the first breath of spring. spring.
Xavier Xavier.
Which we all thought was a fine idea until we read a scientific paper that said recording the sounds of flowers with our ultra-sensitive microphones that we'd need to use can actually steal the souls of the flowers, so we obviously had to come up with some other stuff instead.
The baton was greedily acquisitioned by Octave Tantan. Lionel Van Ism.
We were sitting round wondering what to do when Tantan, who was looking out of the window, he saw a moth flying past. He and the moth, for a fleeting second, looked at each other squarely in the eyes. I remember noticing this quite distinctly, and recognized an unmistakable kinship with each other.
Warren Remit.
He went off, recorded it, wrote it, in that order, in the space of 20 minutes. Whole thing.
Really, 20 minutes? I find that very hard to believe.
Yeah, well, you know what? It was more like 10. Recorded, wrote, produced, mastered. 10 little minutes.
Really, 10 minutes?
Did I say 10? Sorry, I meant 5. Recorded, wrote, mastered, sold the ringtone rights, and checked through the complete works of Jerome Kern to see if he'd stolen the melody. All of that in 2.5 minutes.
Rash's man of action. Slick.
That's a rocking track. And it also makes you think. Well, it does for me anyway.
My nature loving is mere naivety. Well, if it's naive, I say then bye. Naive's a pretty good thing to be. Cause I'm a nature lover. Nature lover. Nature lover. I'm a nature lover. Each time I venture outside, I can get from outside. Been harbouring while indoors. I often get the notion to be applying organic turning lotion while sitting on vast Pacific shores. Cause I'm a nature lover. Nature lover. Nature lover. I'm a nature lover. Nature is my home. My dial zone. Were I not HP told, you could call these a garden gnome. That said, I hate a well-tended garden. Gardeners' attention retardant. The plants desire to run so free. My one desire is to hire a solar-powered off-road buggy. Cause I'm a nature lover. Nature lover.
Bradley Brash. We were now on a roll, so we decided that we should take a 2-month holiday to celebrate. Martin Boswell, Colemin. Sadly, in our hustle and bustle, we neglected to bring Elliot with us, so he was left in our rehearsal room for 62 days to work undistracted, save for the occasional visit from 2 incompetent burglars to work on his masterpiece, a poem with tasteful New Age backing by Elliot Gould Binker. Sir Lord Baronet Dennis Haynes has a different take on the matter.
Elliot was looking out of the window when he saw a moth. Their eyes met, I remember noticing this quite distinctly, and Elliot at that moment realized that he and the moth and everything else in the world is one. That's what inspired that beautiful poem.
That's interesting, because Hiram told me the exact same story.
Oh, did he?
But with Tantan in place of Elliot.
Yes, but this was a different moth, you see.
Cornelius Garjuajuajue. I'd been reading poetry at a professional level since I were 8, and I'd never heard anything as beautiful as Elliot's poem. I thought it was a masterpiece. It made me weep the first time I heard it. It made me weep more the second time I heard it. And these days I weep about it twice in the morning and thrice in the afternoon.
Do you have a special room in which you do your weeping about Eliot's poem?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, just one.
Rash's man of action. Slick.
That's a rocking track, and it also makes you think.
A poem. I'm told that the Eskimo has over 400 words for snow. I say their gift to invent would have been better spent if they'd picked the best of the bunch, then gone off for a fisherman's lunch. Then there would be room in the OED for 399 words that precisely capture the essence of how much I love hang gliding.
It wasn't just talk. We were genuinely into conservation at the time. Cornelius fashioned a system to alchemize gold into aluminium because we'd run out of cans to recycle. Slick adopted a sick pigeon, and I gave up aerobic respiration for 2 weeks. How did that feel?
Refreshing. Satisfying.
Hiram Porteous.
Well, it wasn't just about getting the message out to as many people as possible. It was a penance for the many years we had behaved so appallingly. I have sinned. Oh my God, that is the apotheosis of that. It's Bradley publicly flagellating himself for his prior, and even more unbearably future sins. It's a very powerful track. My wife and I make love to it twice in the morning, thrice in the evening. Never on weekends, because I feel that if we started, the weekends would never stop, and I can't stand the weekends, so I would hate that.
I have sinned. I once burned CFCs like incense sticks, now I'm reformed. I have sinned. I used to think a pot not paved with bricks looked quite deformed. Now I've seen the lies, it's wrong not to be right, and being good to Mother Nature's out of sight. Mother Nature, I know you think I'm a good boy in all that I do, so I know it's gonna break your heart, Ma, to know I've been oh so bad to you. Why, last week I bought a 10,000-acre square of rainforest in the heart of the Amazon, way over there. The aim, preserving it so my grandchildren's grandchildren can see the sight that made such an impact on me. Though this is a move I know you'd bless, Dag Nabbit, I've got something I must confess. When the cashier asked me if I wanted a receipt, I unthinkingly said, yes. I've been a scamp, and make no mistake, tears fill my eyes when at night I awake, for I know too well I should long ago have been compost binned. For I have sinned, I hope I can earn some reprieve through the co-op we've formed.
Among the group's most zealous evangelists were Haynes McTrancemaster and yours truly, Graham McSlutt. We now cut to a field recording of us from the day of the album's release. You know, Haynes, it's lovely to just go out and have a walk in the park like this.
In a sense, it's an autumn stroll in the park, just like in our song.
No, you're right, I never thought of that. We're living the dream, Haynes.
Graham, why don't we sing that song as we walk?
That's a very good idea, Haynes.
Hey, where's the music coming from?
Haynes, surely your life of science has taught you that when you truly love the world, all nature harmonizes into a beautiful song.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
We'll take an autumn stroll in the park, go on the roundabout just for a lark. We'll run around, fall down on the soft ground, and catch the bus home before it gets dark. We'll take a blanket and plenty of food, a bottle of wine if it fits the mood. Oh, to be out there with nary a care, if no one's watching.
watching and swimming in the moon. The ducks and geese won't bat an eye, and not just because they can't blink. We'll have such fun though, me oh my. Mind if I borrow a bit of your zinc?
We'll take an autumn stroll in the park.
We'll play cricket with a big piece of bark. Oh, what a joy to do it all with you. And maybe next time let's bring out yours too.
Lovely song, lovely song.
Wait! Look!
That gardener is taking to that helpless rose bush!
Oh my god! Oh my god!
You there, what are you doing?
Just a spot of gardening, sir.
Listen to that newspeak. Call it what you will, sir, but if you don't mind, I'll call it what it is. Murder.
Murder?
Murder in the first and worst degree.
Sorry, sir, just obeying Mrs. Wilkinson's orders.
Listen to that. He's clearly under the grip of this nefarious woman's control. Haynes, hypnotize him and prevent this evil.
All right. Now, sir, I want you to imagine you are in a beautiful rainforest. In the distance, you hear the peaceful sound of a waterfall trickling down as your cares...
Haynes.
What?
Can you speed it up a bit?
Graham, don't rush me.
I wouldn't, but he's about to make his first incision.
Graham... You are starting to make my stress levels rise. I'm afraid I'm going to now need 10 minutes deep meditation. Hand me my wind-powered disc man, will you?
I'm sorry, gentlemen, but all I'm trying to do is prune the garden so it comes back fuller next season.
A likely story.
Graham, a member of the constabulary is approaching.
Ah, perfect. What's all this, then? Officer... We have placed this malefactor under citizen's arrest for the crime, nay, cardinal sin, of attempting to destroy the ecosystem.
What do you observe him doing, sir?
Sirs, does my dear crony McTrancemaster not count as a sir to you?
Sorry, sir.
Say it as if you mean it.
I'm sorry, sir.
Now, as I was saying before I so rudely interrupted you, we observed this man desecrating the natural order, namely, pruning this rosebush.
Pruning this rosebush, sir?
Yes. I would have puked as I said this, were I not worried about my excrescence introducing a deleterious acidity into an already dangerously low pH lawn.
So, sir, you want me to arrest this man for pruning a hedge?
Attempting to prune a hedge.
Yeah.
Well, sirs, I must say this doesn't normally count as a crime, but I couldn't say no to me two heroes, McSlut and McTrancemaster, so
come on, sunshine.
Graham, we did it.
Take him away, slay him, and make sure his remains are used for organic beet farming.
We'll do, sir.
But not everyone found saving the world such a pleasurable process. Ovid Tamlateri.
Well, it was a time of great austerity for all of us. I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say particularly for me, because I have a fetish for X-ray porn. And, as you know, the process of creating an X-ray draws a lot of power from the grid. As such, I was forced to simply start imagining a woman's skeletal system.
That must have been very hard for you.
It was. I found it very difficult indeed.
The band were also disillusioned by the misinterpretation of their works. We had one track on the album about the cave paintings, the ancient cave paintings dating back to about 15,000 BC, found in... I'm sorry, I'm finding this quite hard to talk about. Do you mind if I say it to my Vimbrail Jenkins dolly?
Go ahead.
It's just that I find that I often express myself better... And more truly when I'm saying everything to my Vimbrail Jenkins dolly.
I understand, I do the exact same thing.
Good. Vimbrail Jenkins dolly.
Yes?
Do you remember that track on our pastoral album?
Which one?
The track about the ancient cave paintings found in Lesseaux.
Paintings, eh?
Yes. Very old paintings dated back to the Mesozoic era. That's 15,000 BC, or thereabouts.
I know.
Well, it caused some terrible trouble.
I know.
The real Vimbrell Jenkins takes up the story.
With that Lasso track, everyone thought we were celebrating these early Homo sapiens for creating these cave paintings.
That's not what you were doing?
Oh, no, certainly not. What we were doing was chastising them for desecrating these beautiful caves.
What was it like in the old desert Lasso? We are here to put you in the I feel it coming on now. I feel it coming on now. Would you look at us askance? What did you do in the trance? No, 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 no. You may think we're cavemen, but we are very brave men. A misanthrope. Our future world heritage grounds. If you dismiss our work as small potatoes, think of this, we're the world's first interior decorators. And when our unicorn is we'll venture out to hunt reindeer in the glare of the sun.
Recording complete, the band settled on a title. Pastoral. Hiram Porteous.
Funny thing is, after I came up with the title, someone mentioned to me that Beethoven's Sixth Symphony was called Pastoral. Imagine my surprise, I'd never even heard of Beethoven.
Among the most rapturous reviews was this one, by New England Lawson.
Therein lies the problem. The sustainable is, in itself, unsustainable. Just as the heat death of the universe is an inevitability, at least according to my horoscope this morning, the Earth's precious fuels must be burnt in some way, and what better way than in the service of a top-notch rock and roll combo such as Rash? The melancholy acceptance of this fact as the album reaches its final three tracks is overwhelming. Like a sheet of sweetly scented carbon monoxide, the type my 14th love Brenda used to wear when we would dance, when the entire multiverse seemed to reside in two places at once, her eyes. How in the violent throes of the terpsichore, I could scarcely imagine that I would one day cross the street to avoid her, not because of any bad blood or rueful regrets, but because I now wondered what it was that I ever saw in her way back in June last year, as we slow danced, slow cooked is more the phrase, to this song.
Past your old farm, I catch a whiff of the bales on which we sat and made love. Past your old farm, I see sallows reflecting the endless grey sky above. Show, sun will shine.
birds will keep singing, although you won't be mine. Dogs and cats will keep on settling ancient scars, but whatever tomorrow may bring, I won't be yours. So if all I say if I'm honest, you're the one piece of nature I care about. I care about. Dream now, sailing my world is around. Worm and pain and such exquisite sorrow. Should be done by high tea tomorrow.
Next week on the Rash Hour, Cornelius Garjuajuajue shows you how to build a tree. Tantan with something for the modern man. A masterclass in how to change his nappy. And Haynes McTransmaster uses his amazing persuasive powers to convince you that Sir Arthur Conan Doyle actually existed. You may even have started to believe it already.